Bueno, dale beso, mi amor, dale beso. Bye, bye.
You are listening to Miriam Manso speaking to her cousin Alex Gonzalez as he makes his one call from the Buffalo Federal Detention Center. He and Yan Ramirez are both upstate medical university workers.
Alex and Yan came here seeking asylum to flee persecution.
Allie Cottrell with the local Civil Service Employees Association says 2 weeks ago, ICE agents intercepted the men as they were heading to court to legally finalize their residency. Instead, Manso says they walked into a trap.
They told them they're being detained, they will be translated to Batavia.
Alex's other cousin, Jesus Gora, a Department of Public Safety officer with Syracuse University, says when he tried to get answers as a fellow officer,
I was not allowed in the building. Conversation got a little heated, pulled out the badge. They asked me if I was their attorney. When I replied no, they shut the door.
Outside the Hanley Federal Building in Syracuse, hundreds of legal residents surrounded the men's family in frigid temperatures Monday evening in protest. Meanwhile, Alex Gonzalez spoke to his family during that one call to share what little details he could.
We just found out they were separated.
I mean, they're a married couple, and they just separated them.
4 years ago, Gonzalez and Ramirez came to the U.S. seeking freedom from persecution as a gay couple in Cuba. Although they followed U.S. laws, paid their taxes, and carried legal U.S. visas, Syracuse Mayor-elect Sharon Owens says the system has betrayed them.
Alex and Yan kept their word. They went through a process set up by our country.
All right.
Our federal government did not keep their word.
There is no word on where ICE plans to take Gonzalez and Ramirez next. The family says both men are sharing an attorney, but have separate court dates next week. In Syracuse, Evan Fay, WAER News.